How is artificial intelligence poised to revolutionize the way we experience and interact with media services? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of media innovation. Let's get into it. Today, we're diving into KT's ambitious strategy to transform the media landscape through artificial intelligence. In a bold move to counter the crisis in broadcasting, KT is applying AI across all its media services, aiming to uncover fresh opportunities and solidify its standing as a media powerhouse. The focus is on innovating content production and distribution while enhancing the overall platform experience. At a recent press conference in Seoul, KT unveiled its KT Media New Way strategy. This initiative is centered around three core areas: AI platforms, AI-driven content, and business model innovation. As part of this strategy, KT will collaborate with Microsoft to integrate media AI agents into its Genie TV service. This integration will enable subscribers to enjoy intuitive content searches and viewing experiences, powered by interactive large language models. Imagine simply asking your TV to play a specific scene from a drama, and it seamlessly delivers. Until now, AI-based voice searches have often left users wanting more. But with the incorporation of ChatGPT-like models, KT is set to upgrade its AI agents to facilitate more natural communication and a broader range of content searches beyond just Genie TV.
I mean, if you should see inequality by leveraging AI technology, they're setting up an AI studio lab specifically dedicated to transforming media using artificial intelligence.
KT Studio Genie, the division responsible for content production, is also shifting its strategy. Instead of exclusively releasing original content through KTENA, they are opting for simultaneous releases on major online video services like Netflix and TVing. This marks a significant shift away from a closed media value chain to a more open, collaborative approach. Moreover, KT is venturing into the short-form content market with an AI-based production infrastructure, exploring co-production opportunities with major platforms both domestically and internationally. This move is part of KT's broader plan to invest $500 billion in the media sector by 2025, emphasizing competitive strength over mere numerical achievements. The paid broadcasting market is stagnant, says Kim Chae-hee, head of KT's media division. The value chain is reorganizing around global online video services, and while there may not be a clear model to follow, KT's role is to boldly challenge the status quo. With these initiatives, KT aims to make AI services available to its 14 million media service customers, fostering an ecosystem of symbiosis rather than monopolization. AI's integration into newsrooms is no longer just a future concept. It's happening right now and reshaping the core of journalism. At the II Central Asian Media Forum, experts gathered to dissect this pivotal moment for media, focusing on how artificial intelligence is changing the rules of the game. Ian McDonald, creative director at CNN, described this shift as both a long-running process and an accelerating revolution. Transformation is a huge word in media. I feel like we have been undergoing it for at least 20 years, but the rate of change, particularly brought about by AI, has really increased over the past 4, 5, 6 years, he noted. Imagine a world where AI not only assists journalists, but also takes over certain creative processes. This isn't far-fetched. McDonald highlighted the growing role of generative AI in advertising and content creation. Yet, he pointed out a crucial distinction. While assistive AI can enhance the news process, relying too heavily on generative AI could undermine journalism's trust and authenticity. Removing the human touch risks, damaging trust and authenticity, key values in journalism, McDonald warned. The conversation wasn't just about technology, but also responsibility. Media law expert Dr. Venkat Iyer brought attention to the legal and ethical challenges of regulating digital platforms. He argued that while regulation is essential, it shouldn't infringe on fundamental freedoms. If you overregulate, you may damage certain important key interests, most notably freedom of expression, Dr. Venkat said, emphasizing the need for a balanced approach. Doctor. Iyer stressed that achieving the right regulatory balance is tricky and often influenced by political, ideological, and economic factors. The trick is to get the correct balance, and that has not always happened for a variety of reasons, he explained. While international regulation remains limited due to national sovereignty, Dr. Iyer advocated for international dialogue and cooperation, albeit on a voluntary basis. The insights from the II Central Asian Media Forum underscore a critical juncture for the media industry. As artificial intelligence continues to reshape journalism, the challenge lies in harnessing its benefits without compromising the core values that define the profession. This isn't just about technological advancement, it's about preserving the integrity of journalism in a digital age. AI copyright disputes are heating up, and a recent court opinion is fanning the flames. Dori Hansworth, an intellectual property partner and co-lead of the Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Industry Group, weighed in on a pivotal lawsuit involving OpenAI and Microsoft. This case, filed by major media players like the New York Times, Daily News, and the Center for Investigative Reporting, has allowed several copyright claims to advance, spotlighting a critical issue facing the industry. The heart of the matter. A circuit split on contributory copyright infringement standards. The Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, covering the Western United States, insists on actual knowledge for liability. In contrast, the Second Circuit has a broader reason to know standard. Hansworth suggests that this discrepancy could eventually land in the laps of the Supreme Court for resolution. Imagine the stakes here. If you're in the business of creating content, this split could mean the difference between facing a lawsuit or not. It's a legal gray area with massive implications for how companies like OpenAI operate and how media companies protect their rights. Hansworth's insights highlight a growing tension between innovation and intellectual property rights. As artificial intelligence continues to evolve, the legal framework around it is struggling to keep pace. This isn't just a courtroom drama. It's a frontline issue for anyone involved in media and tech. And the numbers don't lie. With artificial intelligence-generated content becoming more prevalent, the industry is watching closely. The outcome of this legal battle could set precedents that affect how AI is integrated into content creation and distribution across the board. OpenAI is shaking things up in the social media landscape with a bold new move. The artificial intelligence giant, known for ChatGPT, is reportedly developing a social media platform to compete directly with Elon Musk's X. This isn't just another app. It's a potential game changer that could redefine how we engage online. According to The Verge, OpenAI is internally testing an experimental app featuring a feed composed primarily of AI-generated images. Imagine scrolling through a feed where the content isn't just posted by users, but created by AI. This could mark a radical shift away from traditional social media formats, offering a glimpse into a future where machine-generated content dominates online interaction. The app is still in its early stages, with no official release date yet, and OpenAI hasn't confirmed whether it will launch as a standalone product or integrate with existing services like ChatGPT. But the potential here is massive. OpenAI could redefine the social media experience in an era where generative AI is increasingly powerful, opening new avenues for creativity and interaction. This development also stirs the pot in the ongoing rivalry between OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Elon Musk. Their relationship has been tense ever since Musk left OpenAI in 2018, and this move into social media could escalate their competition. Earlier this year, Musk offered to buy OpenAI for a staggering $97.4 billion, which Altman turned down with a cheeky counteroffer to buy X for $9.74 billion. What's at stake here isn't just market share, but the future of AI and data collection. By launching a platform centered around AI-generated content, OpenAI could gain direct access to invaluable user behavior data, essential for advancing AI technologies. This move would put them in direct competition with tech giants like Meta and Google, who also leverage user data to refine their AI models. However, there are significant challenges ahead. An AI-driven social media platform raises critical questions about misinformation, intellectual property, and the ethics of synthetic media. Without human oversight, such platforms could be susceptible to manipulation and exploitation. Privacy concerns also loom large, especially regarding data governance and user consent, as regulatory scrutiny intensifies in both the European Union and United States. Yet, the very idea of an AI-powered social media app from OpenAI signals a broader trend in the tech industry. The lines between social media and AI are blurring, as companies seek not just to create tools, but to build entire ecosystems. Engagement is evolving beyond clicks and likes. It's about shaping the data loops that will power tomorrow's most advanced models. If OpenAI succeeds with this venture, it could transform not just how we interact online, but who we interact with. In a world where machines can generate and curate content tailored specifically for each user, the boundary between human and AI interaction will continue to blur. It's a fascinating development in the ongoing saga between Altman and Musk, with both personal stakes and visionary ambition on the line. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. OpenAI's potential leap into social media could redefine online interaction and reshape the tech landscape, setting the stage for an epic showdown with Elon Musk's X. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.